The Army says Fort Wainwright Garrison Commander Colonel Ron Johnson might have been overstating it when he told residents of Pleasant Valley and Two Rivers last Saturday night that artillery training exercises had started the Stewart Creek II wildfire. All questions are now being referred to Major Alan Brown in Anchorage, Army Alaska Public Affairs Chief.
Right now, our position is that we can't make an official determination on exactly what caused it. Are there indications that this fire was directly related to our artillery training in mid-June? Yes, there are. And that's something that we're going to take a close look at when we're able to do a very thorough review of all the information and so forth surrounding the fire.
Brown says their main priority now is getting the fire under control and making sure the citizens of the borough of Fairbanks are safe and can return home. He couldn't say if the Department of Defense would help pay for the firefighting, but he says if citizens feel they've been harmed, there is a process.
Should anyone up in Fairbanks determine that there's damage done to their property or they feel like something was done as the fault of the Army, then we do have a claims process that they can follow through on. And each claim will be looked at individually on its own merit.
Major Brown says the Army will not release their fire mitigation plan that was developed before the artillery testing began because the fire is under investigation.